Hey family, the Bassman back with you live from the island of Curacao, giving you a taste of everything that this island has to offer and that I've been experiencing here. I am right now on the beach, and a beautiful beach it is, man. To describe it with words, you still wouldn't get the full feeling of it. It is something that you have to see. And I'm with a brother who is here on the island who works at a restaurant that sits right on the beach. His name is Leomar. Leomar, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, are you from the island first and foremost?
My parents are from here. I grew up in Holland.
Okay.
And I grew up and was born there. And about 10 years ago, my parents decided to come back. And I was 15 at the time. So I had to come back with them. So
had no choice.
Yeah, no choice. But yeah, since I've been here, I've been liking it. And I don't have an urge to go back to Europe.
Good stuff. Well, welcome back home. So this is my third time on the island, and every time I see these beaches, I am truly amazed. I know that on the north side, I believe the water is dark blue, and on the south side, it's a light blue. Tell us about the beaches and some of the things that the beaches have to offer here.
Yeah, the beaches vary a lot, and like just how you said, like on this part of the island, it's very commercial.
Okay.
A lot of tourists. And on the other side of the
what side of the island is this?
This is at the east side.
Okay.
And you have the west point.
Mm-hmm.
And over there, the water is literally amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, it's nice, but there it's just amazing. The most popular is Knip Grandi.
Okay.
And when you reach there, you get out of the car and it's like you go down to the beach, but the view on top, it's like amazing.
Yeah, I mean, every time I look at the beach, it's like I'm looking at a photograph or a video that is made for TV. It's almost surreal.
No, that's true. That's true. And that's how I feel.
So what are some of the things that the beaches have to offer snorkeling wise? I mean, are you guys big on snorkeling here or deep sea diving?
Snorkeling and diving. I think a lot of people don't know about Curacao that much. Like I talk with a lot of Americans who come here, and usually they know about Aruba, they know about Bonaire.
Right.
But then when they come here, it's different because Curacao is more European, and I think Aruba is more. It's more like they just went to another city in the States.
It's more party on the other side than here.
Yeah.
I love the fact that the island is laid back and everyone treats you like your family. It's something that you just don't always get in other islands.
True, true. And that's also the reason why I love to be here. Because growing up in Europe, people are busy with their self.
Right.
Yeah. Wherever you go, someone says bon dia, good morning, bon tardi, good afternoon, and that's not what you get in Europe. Like last year, I was on vacation in Holland. I get in the bus. I said good afternoon. The bus driver looked at me like I was crazy.
They're not used to having that interaction, but here you definitely notice.
Yeah. Like here, I knew when I came here. And with the European mentality, first time when I had to go to school with the bus, it was like everyone was looking at me like, why are you greeting?
Gotcha.
So it's like here it's more open. You live outside, and it's fun. It's good.
So tell me this: I live in an area where I am, just miles away from a lot of attractions. You know, Washington D.C. with the monument and all the museums, but I rarely get out to them, and I think that happens a lot with folks that live places where there are attractions. Mm-hmm. How often do you actually get to come out and enjoy the beach?
I'll say almost never. The thing is, I'm here like every day. I don't worry. I do dive, but I think I need to pick it up again because it's been a long time that I went to the beach.
Let me say this as a man who lives in a climate where we get all four seasons, and in the summer it gets extremely hot and humid, and in the wintertime it gets extremely cold with lots of snow. Brother, you have an amazing beach here. I implore you, I charge you today to get out here at least once a month and enjoy this beach.
I'm going to try.
Brother Leomar, right here on the island of Curacao, talking to us about the beaches. Brother, thank you so much for your time and hanging out with us here on WEAA today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
The Bass Man, coming to you live from the island of Curacao, sitting at the beach. Listen to this water, boy. We're 88.9 FM.